City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
1 o'clock in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Scott Seeger, KSL's top local story this hour. A 15-year-old West Point boy is now under arrest, suspected of murdering two of his younger brothers, ages 10 and 4, at the family home. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour has the latest.
Investigators teen after catching him in Layton around midnight. Davis County Sheriff Todd Richardson says they learned enough to arrest him for stabbing the boys to death. The three were home alone while the mother was out with her other three children. Richardson unnerved neighbors and deputies alike.
Detectives expect to spend most of the afternoon searching the home. They're also waiting for the boy's father to return from active military duty. KSL's top national story this hour. President Obama says his administration is willing to accept increasing oversight in counterterrorism techniques. But he says these decisions cannot be considered lightly.
From our use of drones to the detention of terrorist suspects, the decisions that we are making now will define the type of nation and world that we leave to our children.
Well, it comes after his administration released information that disclosed that four Americans have been killed in drone strikes. President says he authorized the disclosure to encourage debate on the issue. Other national stories we're following. Two more suspects have been arrested by British police in connection with the brutal murder of a British soldier. Police shot and wounded two men who hacked the soldier to death. Muslim hardliners are identifying one of them as a Muslim convert who took part in demonstrations with a banned radical group. Oklahoma authorities have significantly downgraded the number of homes damaged by a massive tornado. An Oklahoma City police spokesman says 1,200 homes in the city and the suburb of Moore were affected by the storm. Your money at this moment been an up and down day for Wall Street. Big plunge earlier in the day, and now it's making a comeback. The Dow Jones Industrials up 23 to 15,330. The NASDAQ ahead by one. The S&P losing one. Sunny and warmer. We'll keep you up to date with the KSL Weather Center next. KSL News Time 102.
Breaking news.
You couldn't see from one side of it to the other. And the roar, the freight train, we heard it.
On KSL News Radio.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful Stampede Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Did you know that a 10-minute HeartView scan could save your life? Detecting heart disease long before symptoms occur, the 10-minute non-invasive HeartView scan provides an extraordinary analysis of the heart and its surrounding vessels and enables doctors to see even mild plaque buildup that may be an indication of early heart disease. As a result, heart problems can be treated sooner, and that leads to faster recovery and a healthier future. For a limited time, a HeartView scan is specially priced at $99 and does not require a doctor's order. It's available at four convenient locations: Davis Hospital and Medical Center, Jordan Valley Medical Center, Salt Lake Regional Medical Center, and Pioneer Valley Hospital. For peace of mind, don't wait. Get a HeartView scan today, or give it as a gift to someone you love. For scheduling and gift certificate information on this limited-time $99 HeartView scan, call 866-431-WELL. That's 866-431-WELL. Or go to myheartscan.com. That's myheartscan.com. Go to myheartscan.com today.
It's kind of mopping things up. Sir, are you kidding me?
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
And time for a check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Looking around the Wasatch Front right now, don't see any major problems for you on either I-15 north or southbound or I-80 east or westbound. Put fun in your children's lives at the largest princess-specific adventure in America, June 18th through the 29th at Thanksgiving Point. Find more information at princessfestival.com. And the forecast for Salt Lake, Ogden, and Provo. Looks like we're going to have sunny skies the rest of today. Highs should be in the low 70s. A little bit of a north breeze kicking up. It's going to stay cool, of course. A few clouds and cool tonight. Overnight low 48. Then tomorrow mostly sunny. High in the mid-70s, 80s for your Memorial Day weekend. Right now, a few clouds in Salt Lake, 61 degrees. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Scott Seeger. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are the browsers.
There's no way you're getting good French food in Tokyo.
Oh, but the foie gras guy pan is unbelievable.
The biggest stories breaking online, reaction in social media, new technology, and remarkable websites and videos about to go viral. Jay and Amy find the best of everything online and in life. The Browsers on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Okay, all you Android users, I'm going to continue to sound the warning call for you and beat this drum until every single one of you has malware protection on your devices. And once again, this segment, I'm going to tell you how to do that. And what to look out for. This, in light of this new study by Kaspersky Lab.
Kaspersky Lab.
I put two S's
reputable
in there like that. Kaspersky. But before I tell you what they found, it is amazing to me how Android versus iPhone is an exact repeat of Microsoft versus Mac. You had Microsoft with kind of an open source format, letting everybody program and mess with the operating system. You had Mac, closed, very careful, very secure. You had one take over market share from the other, and you had one become the focus of all the virus and malware software out there. It wasn't that Macs were impervious to malware or to viruses, it was that they didn't have enough of the market share, so people didn't want to bother.
Well, the hackers wanted the most bang for their buck.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're going after the big numbers.
So now we have the exact same thing going on.
Even
iOS,
to a higher degree, I think.
Yeah, iOS, which is your iPhone, versus Android. And here is a finding from Kaspersky Labs. 99% of all malware being produced is targeted towards one single operating system, Android.
And it's not just 99%. It is 99.9% of all malware headed to Android phones. So be very, very scared.
And that's because of several reasons. Open source makes it much easier. Google Play, the store where you get your apps, has been very lax in pre-screening their software. They're getting better and better at it, but still not as good as they could or should be. And the other reason is, again, because Android is dominating the market share. So that's where they're going to get. And when we talk about malware, we're talking about texting Trojans, which steal money by sending unauthorized text to premium rate numbers is very common. Types that try and steal your information from your phone or just try and redirect you to force you to download other apps. This is a real problem, and if you're out there thinking it's not going to affect you, you're just wrong.
And
it is.
There's just more malware altogether out there in the first 3 months of this year alone. Kaspersky Labs has detected as many as half of the total from all last year. So there's just more all around. But
yeah.
Did you know that it is not the main way they get hackers get in? The main way is through links.
Malicious links.
So I have some tips for you.
Okay.
If to keep you safe from these links. And what is the percentage there? 91%. Of hackers are getting to you through these malicious links. So that means you put in a search because, let's face it, we all do a lot of searches still. So you search for something, you get all these possibilities, and a lot of times you click on a link that gives you malware.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's how you don't do that. You need to learn how to spot it in the first place. Look before you click. One thing you can look for is the letters that come after the dot. Okay, I guess what happens a lot of times is people will accidentally leave out the O in com. So it's instead of .com, they put .cm. Well, guess what? That is the country code for some, I can't remember where it is, Cameroon.
Mm. Yeah.
And a lot of malware coming out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they prey on that. The other thing is that Google and Bing will try to let you know when the site is fishy. So just trust them and don't just click anyway. Also, if those truncated websites, like if you use Bitly or something to get a shorter URL, other people will do that. But since you don't see really where you're going when you're clicking on a shortened link, a lot of times that can be a way they get to you. Some sites are riskier too. They're talking about, you know how one of the top searches that will always come up is like an eHow or Yahoo Answers.
Mm-hmm.
They're just other people's opinions of some question you put in. Be careful about those. And the last thing is be wary if you go to a website and you see like a whole bunch of like Better Business Bureau, you see like five of them splashed across the page. One is sufficient. If they have a whole bunch, they might be trying to prove a little too much that they're legitimate. And you can always go to the Better Business Bureau webpage to double check before you order something from a site that seems like they're trying too hard.
Yeah. And again, bottom line, don't assume that it's not going to happen to you. You need to assume it's going to happen to you. Get some type of malware protection on your phone. Some of the higher recommended ones, Lookout, AVG, Avast. They're all highly rated for your phone. Don't go to these sites that you have any question about. If you didn't solicit the information, if you didn't ask for that email, don't go there. And, you know, it's just going to be a cat and mouse game now.
And
right?
Just like emails, we've told you this about emails before. If you go to a website, there are spelling errors, grammatical errors. Those are all red flags. Also, if they have the word free splashed all over the page. These are all signs.
It's basically take everything you've learned about avoiding viruses and malware on your PC, apply that to your phone, and use the same logic. Again, 99.9% of all new mobile malware targeted to Android devices. You need to protect yourself. Now, I do have sad news we just received from Norm.
Norm. We can't believe it.
He's been one of two listeners who have a Windows 8 phone. He's let us know today he has a new HTC One.
He's resigning as the official Windows phone guy for the browsers.
That is awful. Awful news, Norm.
Norm, but nobody else has like a whole crowd yelling their name.
He's nominating Ian.
Maybe
as
we could just
successor.
Get everyone at KSL to
Let's
scream
try that.
Ian! Doesn't have the same ring.
It really doesn't. By the way, HTC One, great choice. It's a great phone.
I feel like we need to do more welcome you to smartphone lands for different phones now. People are getting all these different phones.
No, they're not. Look at the market share. They're not. When one of those gets above, 10% market share, they get their own land.
Even five.
Or their own guild. Windows, BlackBerry, that's your target. You're saying
5%? I mean, because I don't think any of the other ones are even a 5%.
Now, speaking of those producing malware, do you see the story out of the New York Times that says hackers find China is the land of opportunity? That hacking in China is not seen as hacking here. That there are businesses out in the open announcing their hacking abilities. Hey, if you want to target your competitor, we'll hack into their system and get trade secrets and things like that. There are college courses out in the open. Learn how to hack. That in China, this is a thing, and that the government will recruit openly for hackers. That now, so much of that happens here, it's just not happening out in the open. But
we're
in China, according to the New York Times, it's the land of opportunity for hackers.
Well, these governments are actually smart if they can find these people who can do what they need done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this reminds me of when we talked about the Powell case, this encryption that nobody could figure out. If you could track down the people in your country who are smart and can figure that stuff out, why not recruit them for the government?
Yeah, but we're talking about McDonald's recruiting people to get the new Whopper recipe. That's
hey,
what we're talking about.
Some things need to be done.
Hey, coming up on the browsers, can memories be stored in smells? And if that's the case, Can that help those with Alzheimer's and dementia? One company says yes.
The browsers.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Conservative groups say that they too were targeted by the IRS.
An attempt by the Justice Department to seek phone records from the Associated Press.
I will be exonerated and we'll be able to move forward with the things that we're working on right now.
Reports are that several references to terrorism were taken out of the documents.
Grant and Amanda update these breaking stories every morning, 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Attention. On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special price and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
At Dave's Bernina.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your window or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have 3 sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherland's.com.
Hypopharyngeal.
Kaposi sarcoma.
Adrenocortical carcinoma.
Cancer names can be complex. Beating it can be too. Malignant fibrous histiocytoma? There's nothing simple about cancer. Even its names can be hard to pronounce.
Osteosarcoma.
Retinoblastoma. Each has different symptoms and requires different treatments. And depending on your type, there are a variety of techniques used to fight it. Gastrointestinal carcinoid tumor. That's why if you're diagnosed with cancer, the simplest decision should be who to involve in your fight. Intermountain Healthcare. Here, we wield technology proven successful against cancer with a team of skilled doctors who know exactly how to use it, no matter if you can pronounce your cancer type or not.
Thymoma and thymic carcinoma.
Intermountain Cancer Centers. Healing for life.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the Browsers. I'm Amy Iverson, and indeed, Jay McFarland is here today.
I am back. Thank you for all your kind words in the text. Oh, wait, I haven't seen any. We introduce you to hidden websites, remarkable stories, and information that just makes your life better. A constant topic on this program is dementia, Alzheimer's, brain issues.
I know. Do I force that?
No.
My mom passed away from issues related to dementia, so it's got a special place in the heart.
No.
I'm always looking for the advances.
I think it's one of those cases where everyone in some way or the other has
knows
been touched.
Someone. Yeah.
And I think it would be fair to say most of us have a fear or concern that this will either happen to us or somebody that we love.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a horrific situation.
Especially in this generation where we have all the baby boomers kind of aging.
Yeah. So I think this type of information and these breakthroughs and these studies and these products, they affect everybody. And I think that's why they keep surfacing on this program. Now, this is an interesting idea. This is out of Singapore. This is a company that has gotten together with a fragrance company to create something they're calling Smell a Memory.
Okay.
And these are kits that are designed to bring out emotional memories in Alzheimer's and dementia patients through different scents. And the idea basically is that if the visual cues are not causing the memory to surface, maybe other senses will.
I love it.
That's the idea. So each Smell a Memory kit is personalized for individual patients based upon their age, ethnicity, family history, and personal stories. So they say they work closely with rehabilitation experts and therapists to customize unique scents, such as mom's cooking would be one of them.
I think if your grandma grew up on a farm,
there
would be certain smells there.
Yeah, exactly.
I love this idea because we had talked about a place, I think it was an assisted living center or maybe a care center that treated Alzheimer's patients. You remember this? And they would decorate different rooms with the generation. So these people who are now in their 70s, 80s, when they were young and their memory was sharp, what were the things that would have been around them?
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And they had specific, even magazines from that era, and that it really did help spur their memories.
Yeah. In fact, give us some text messages at 57500. What would some of those scents be? Like, here's, they have mom's cooking, freshly cut grass. I love the idea of the farm, those types of things.
Or beach, if you live near the beach, maybe, you know, suntan oil or... I mean, those are the things that trigger memories for me or, you know, different foods for sure.
I think the smell of newspaper,
right?
School days, like the smell of new books or textbooks or...
Erasers,
chalk. Oh, erasers? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That is one. The scent kits are meant to evoke memories in patients and help families engage their loved ones who are suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's. Again, it's just kind of in development, but they think this will be something that they'll be able to...
It is a great idea.
...to push out and...
You think about your mom's perfume, you know, that she always wore, and anytime you smell it now, you still think of that. My mother's was White Shoulders.
Really?
Yes, I still remember. Hard to find. Some other cool health news coming out is talking about helping people who are trying to quit smoking. We all know someone trying to do this too, right? And this is interesting that 70% of smokers see their doctors regularly, but most never ask for their help in trying to quit smoking. So the CDC is partnering up with several physicians organizations. This is their new slogan, talk with your doctor. But this is about smoking.
Mm.
So they say that if you get a doctor's help, they can offer counseling and other resources you might not know about, even prescription medication and nicotine replacement options. And they really are pushing that this will be part of your routine doctor visit. And if doctors don't know exactly what to do, the CDC has a bunch of help for them too to help you quit smoking. And they said that doctors oftentimes underestimate the amount of their patients who smoke and they don't even ask in a checkup, and that they're encouraging them to ask.
Well, it's an interesting idea to go to, let's say that you have a soda addiction that's just terrible. It's an interesting idea to think that you're going to go to your doctor to help you get rid of that, or smoking or other things. I think so many of us would think, Well,
you don't want to admit it?
Yeah, you don't want to admit it, or your doctor's just going to tell you, stop doing it.
Right.
Right?
But if they have good help for you, good tips, good counseling, good resources, it makes sense.
And doctors do, especially with smoking. That technology and the ability that they have, the prescriptions that they have, can go a long way to helping you out. I just think it's kind of a change in the dynamic.
And one good reason, we have great text coming in on smells, we'll tell you in just one second, but a great reason you may want to consider, if you're not already, stopping the smoking is because a new study is out that is linking aggressive behavior to secondhand smoke exposure as a kid. So if you grow up around smoke, you're getting exposed to a lot of secondhand smoke. 40% of kids around the world are exposed to secondhand smoke. They found that as adults, those who had that exposure were more aggressive. And this was based on reports from parents and teachers and the kids themselves. So just yet another reason to stop. Too bad Charles isn't here. I was trying to put him on the mark. Okay, these are the smells people are saying that remind them of certain things. Campfire.
Oh, yeah, totally.
We have baby powder. That's a good one.
Pine smell for hunting.
Mm-hmm.
New books, new carpet. And this one, obvious, this smell of homemade bread.
Mm-hmm. And baseball gloves. I like that one.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And this texter says, was Jay gone?
And this texter saying, bus fumes always remind me of college road trips.
Pumpkin pie, turkey, brownies. I find so often a smell will hit me and it will take me back, but I can't quite place it. It's like I know I'm in my youth somewhere and I can't quite put it there.
And here's a texter saying, I would have never been able to stop smoking without a prescription from my doc. So, see?
Well, there you go. Another very interesting study that it's something where I don't know how to use the information. It's out of Rice University and the University of Houston. And here's the bottom line. Children living, and you're going to kind of say duh to this.
Okay.
Children living in households where the parents are married are less likely to be obese.
Mm.
By almost, well, let me give you the numbers. One third of all U.S. children ages 2 to 17 are considered overweight or obese. One third. This study shows that children living in a traditional two-parent married household have an obesity rate of 17%. Children living with cohabitating parents, it goes up to 31%.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
From 17% to 31%. The exception to this finding was children living with single fathers or in married step-parent households.
Yeah, I can't explain that. Because what I was going to say is, well, I know a lot of single parents, and it's tough for them to be able to, if you have multiple kids, getting them to, say, a soccer practice, mm-hmm. or different things, just getting them out to do physical activity. But cohabitating, there's two adult figures there.
But do they both have the same interest?
I don't know.
It's a very good question. They did say that previous research has shown that single father households tend to have more socioeconomic resources than single mother households. So that would explain that situation. At least that's their theory.
That's a little thinker for all of you out there. Baby diaper as a smell? No, thank you. No, thank you.
It still takes you back.
All right, coming up on the browsers, some car tips specifically for this Memorial Day weekend coming up where millions of us will be on the road taking advantage of that day off. Coming up next on the browsers.
Hey, it's me, the regular dad. I ask guys like you a few questions, a kind of parenting test. So here goes. What is this sound? Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it? That's the sound a young teenager makes when he's done something he regrets. Maybe he got caught up in peer pressure, tried a few drinks at a party, and the next morning, well, he makes this sound. Kind of a sad sound, isn't it? Hear the embarrassment, the reluctance, the pulling away? If you recognized it, then you know exactly what to do. listen. It might take a long time, a drive together, or a walk that turns into a talk, and that turns into an arm around his shoulder that means you understand. I know, it's tough. Keep at it. You're doing great.
This message brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This message is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in partnership with FM 100.3, a Bonneville station, together making a difference in Salt Lake City.
1:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Scott Seeger. KSL's top story this hour: a 15-year-old West Point boy has been arrested in the deaths of his two brothers. He's been accused of stabbing them to death. The boys were home alone while their mother was with other children. Their father is serving in the military. The wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson was laid to rest today after a funeral service at the Salt Lake Tabernacle. Francis J. Monson was remembered as a person who always brought a smile to others. Henry B. Eyring of the First Presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints said Francis Monson was determined, loved life, and always worked to bless the lives of others. KSL's top national story this hour: President Obama defended the use of drones as he outlined the country's national defense security policy. That was in a speech today at the National Defense University in Washington. Other national stories we're following: five people have been arrested for stealing $4 million worth of jewels from a Connecticut store last month. Prosecutors say the elaborate heist began with the kidnapping of store employees more than 40 miles away. Federal forecasters are predicting another busy hurricane season. The outlook calls for 13 to 20 named storms. They believe 3 to 6 will become major hurricanes. Your money at this moment: the market's slipping back into negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials down a fraction at 15,309. The S&P is off 3, and the NASDAQ is off 3. Back up into the 80s for your Memorial Day weekend. We'll get you the latest from the KSL Weather Center next. KSL News Time, 1:30.
Use both your KSL presets anytime you're in the car. 102.7 FM around town and 1160 AM further out. Two buttons for KSL News Radio.
I got this toilet that came with my house, but I was done with the constant overflowing. This disgusting toilet kept flooding my bathroom through the ceiling and into the storage room. During a painful pregnancy, the shrill of my four-year-old comes from the bathroom again. Toilet water everywhere. I am done. At the plumbing store, I say, listen, I want a toilet that when I hear screaming, it's because it's sucking my child's arm down it. $484 later, and it still plugs up? I'm Lita Green, Glamour Connection owner, housewife and mom with no desire to mess with toilets. I hear the Whipple Elongated Gerber Viper Toilet Super Flusher ad for $199 installed. We love this toilet.
Call Whipple Service Champions for this Super Flusher Gerber Viper Elongated Toilet installed for just $199. While supplies last, call 444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend: historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest national scenic byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubysinn.com. That's rubysinn.com.
All night long.
This is really hard-hitting stuff, Ethan. You ready for this?
KSL News Radio.
Time for a check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. We have a report of an accident at 33rd South and 13th East. The right lanes is closed and could be a 5 or 15-minute delay for you. And the forecast for Salt Lake, Ogden, and Provo. Mostly sunny and cooler the rest of today. A bit of a north breeze. High should be in the low 70s. A few clouds tonight. Cool. The overnight low 48. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny. High in the mid-70s. Saturday and Sunday, sunny skies. Temperatures in the low 80s. Memorial Day, 80 degrees and partly cloudy. Right now in Salt Lake, 64 degrees. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Scott Seeger. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's news, traffic and weather station.
Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are The Browsers.
I just don't feel cool enough to use the word awesome sauce.
Oh, wait, that's Iversonian Law number 452.
The biggest stories breaking online, reaction in social media, new technology, and remarkable websites and videos about to go viral. Jay and Amy find the best of everything, online and in life. The Browsers on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Are you headed out of town yet? Are you in the car headed somewhere fun for the long weekend? Well, if you are, you know KSL's the place to be. We're doing triple team traffic today, tomorrow, and Monday because notorious for horrible traffic.
I just got back to work.
I know. Well, between now and Monday, 31 million Americans will drive at least 50 miles to a campground or some other getaway, a little bit up from last year, and gas is costing slightly more. The national average right now has gone up 7 cents in the past week. And the total number of travelers, though, will go down a bit. I guess fewer people are flying. They're calling, they're saying Americans are just, they have fee fatigue when it comes to airlines.
Fee fatigue.
Mm-hmm. The average domestic round trip right now, airfare, $421. I was looking at airfare last night, and it is kind of up there, so.
Where are you going?
It's annoying. I don't know.
You don't know where you're going?
Somewhere. That's why I look. I look to see where's a good deal.
So you would go somewhere just based upon the price?
Yeah, and actually, I'm giving you a little travel tip right here, because someone posted on Facebook last night, going to Honolulu from Vegas for $300. Yes, ma'am. And I was like, what? And it's this little airline called Allegiant Airlines. They fly out of like Provo, Ogden.
Yeah, I've heard of Allegiant.
Good deals.
To Hawaii?
Yeah.
Long trips like that over the ocean.
Yeah.
I don't know if...
You don't want to go in a small...
Well, I don't know if cheap is always going to be your best bet.
Hey, sometimes you'll get there any way you can.
I'm just saying.
And a lot of us will use apps while we're out and we're in traffic. You know, we're listening to KSL for Triple Team Traffic, but then we're also using an app. One of those apps a lot of people use is called Waze, W-A-Z-E. I've tried it. I didn't love it, but a lot of people do. This is crowdsourced traffic and navigation, and Facebook is thinking of buying it, by the way, right now for about $1 billion. 40 million drivers use it. So we thought we'd check in with him. Ryan tracked him down this morning, and we talked with the chief data expert of Waze, and he, with the world's largest network of drivers, he says that they will make your Memorial Day weekend travels easier, safer, cheaper.
Waze leverages all of those 47 million users to act as pairs of eyes on the road so that Waze always knows what's between you and your destination and will always get you there the fastest.
The free app relies on that crowdsourcing, and developers say the gesture and voice control. See, I think I tried it when it very first came out, and it didn't have all this, so maybe I need to try it again. Gesture and voice controls make it easy to access and report real-time info.
Wave your hand in front of the phone. Waze will ask you what you want. You want to report traffic or report an accident while on the road. Waze will do that. You just wave your hand in front of it. That way you can keep your eyes on the road and stay safe on the Memorial Day.
See? I'm glad you talked to Waze because that was not an option for me when I tried it when it first came out. Does that work on every phone? I will try it. I will let you know.
It's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
And we're all carrying around these
devices.
Well,
and it's kind of what we do with KSL traffic, right? Mm-hmm. Because they get texts all the time from people telling them where the backups are. And all week at 1:30, I've been giving you these different car tips. And you've been gone, so you've missed them all.
I've missed all the
now
great car tips.
Now you are going to be a horrible driver and car buyer. But a couple other things if you're trying to save a little money while you're out traveling this weekend. One... And I don't do this. These are options from Men's Health. They say shift into neutral at traffic lights. The transmission doesn't care. They say it will reduce the amount of heat carried by the cooling system and can increase gas mileage a tick or two.
Putting it in neutral?
Mm-hmm.
And that has no adverse effects on the transmission?
It says the transmission does not care. Now, I guess I do that if I'm in a manual. But I don't But I mean, is this suggesting in my...
Yeah, in your automatic.
I don't do that.
They're saying put it in neutral. What are the benefits again? Give them to me again.
Reduces the amount of heat carried by the cooling system and can increase gas mileage a tick or two.
A tick or two.
We all want to save any gas mileage we can, right? Now, I know this is your pet peeve, the chronic lane changer. The chronic lane changer only saves 4 minutes in an 80-minute drive.
It's mind-boggling.
And our traffic people here will tell you that's when accidents happen in winter conditions, for sure, because the slush kind of gathers in the...
Yes.
In the lanes, and so when you try to switch lanes, that's when people get in trouble.
Now, I will admit, I am a former lane changer. They're more like fighter pilots to me because they don't feel like they're assigned to any one lane. They're just kind of free flowing through the traffic as if we're just all obstacles to their destination.
You are
right?
Orange cones to
them. Exactly. Exactly. And driving every day into Dallas, my 30-mile commute was a 2-hour drive. And so I became one of these people. And after a while, I found I was getting to work and getting home so worked up that I had to make a change. So I would just pick a lane and I would stay there. And not only did I find that so many times I would get on the off ramp and the guy who had been doing all the crazy stuff one or two cars in front of me, and I was peaceful. And thoughtful.
So you
I made
evolved.
A change. I did. And now I've evolved to the next level, which I believe is a higher level, and that is front runner.
Right. Now you're really peaceful.
Yeah. My wife, she knows because she doesn't, because sometimes I have to drive in, sometimes I have to take front runner. She knows when I've driven.
Yeah. If the veins like, popping out, she knows.
Yeah. You know, she knows. She's
now,
like,
so the thing is, though, I guess you will. There's a chance you'll get in accidents more often, even when it's not winter conditions, if you go in the slow lane or the fast lane. Statistics show that center lane has the fewest accidents. So if you just stick it there, you have a better chance of staying safe and not getting in an accident. And also, if you think, okay, I'm going to save gas and roll down my windows, not use my air conditioner. A lot of people think that. It does lower fuel consumption, but not only if you're not on the highway. If you're on the highway and you roll your windows down, the drag is too much. The drag is worse than the AC.
Yeah, Mythbusters did a whole thing on this.
What'd they say?
They couldn't find a difference with the windows.
So you might as well just go for the AC. Unless you're just enjoying putting your hand out the window and going up and down. With
and I trust the Mythbusters. The other one that they tested was if you're in a pickup truck, do you put the tailgate down for better mileage?
And?
You've seen that? No, doesn't make a difference. And that's because what happens is you kind of get this circular thing happening in your behind your window in your bed where the air starts to circulate. And what happens is that creates this cushion that pushes the air over the tailgate. So they could find no recognizable difference. Tailgate on, tailgate off, tailgate down, tailgate up, nothing.
No, it doesn't matter. Okay, I feel like we have to answer a couple of these texts. One is asking, when can I go to Hawaii for $300?
Soon as you find that rate.
I believe it was just July. You'll have to look. But they also had killer deals to San Francisco, like $100. To San Francisco, round trip.
That's not bad.
That's a good deal. Also, some saying you shouldn't be in the fast lane anyway. It's just a passing lane. Someone else saying, "Hey, Amy, I'm a UPS driver. If you put your car in neutral, be sure to put on the handbrake because if you get rear-ended, you'll just get pushed out into traffic." That's a good tip.
This texter, Mike, says Mythbusters are not credible.
Really?
He didn't say it in the way that I said it. He's He's a little more colorful in his language. I trust the Mythbusters.
All right. Well, you remember the controversy yesterday. You don't, Jay. You weren't here. But the GIF or the JIF?
I've been watching it online.
Which
all
is
week.
It? Well, someone has put it to a tune so you won't forget.
And I could have solved this. I knew the answer the whole time.
Oh, if only Jay had been
here. I know.
We'll share his opinion and the song coming up next on The Browsers.
The Browsers.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill. That's why our appetites awaken at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and a little bit of sunshine. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Turn up the sizzle in your summer and have some fun. And fire up the grill with lean beef. Its flavor and juiciness will satisfy both your taste buds and appetite. For delicious beef recipes and cooking information, go to utahbeef.org. And remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. Brought to you by Utah Ranchers and the Beef Checkoff.
This.
All right, you just dropped your phone in water. What do you do besides turn it on? Don't do that.
Don't turn it on. A lot of people will say, put it in a bag of rice. A lot of people say, just leave it out on some paper towels and it'll dry.
Well, this developer has rolled out a device that they say has the solution, and it's quick and effective.
This is patent pending. It's called the Dry Box Rescue. It looks kind of like a little safe. You put it in there. It says 80% of the time it can save your water-damaged phone.
And it'll do it in just under a half an hour. Currently, you can find them in San Antonio and Austin, but they're looking for franchisees.
Me.
From practical to playful, Clearfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clearfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets, to kayaks and paddleboards. Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturers, a first-class city. That's Clearfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've Got It Made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clearfield City.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Each summer during the month of June in Manti, Utah, a cast of over 900 portray a saga known as the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
Inspired by the struggles and faith of a people that migrated to this wilderness to escape religious persecution, the pageant unfolds in the shadow of the majestic Manti LDS Temple.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
People come from all over the country and the world to watch the pageant.
The Mormon Miracle Pageant is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The pageant is so cool. It makes me feel good.
Discover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and explore the charm and beauty of the beautiful San Pete Valley.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Tickets are not required. Go to mormonmiracle.org for information and follow the pageant on Facebook.
Jay and Amy have rounded up the day's headlines. Now they're turning them loose. It's the Browser's Mashup.
So we delved into this debate yesterday about the pronunciation of GIF, the graphics interchange format.
Why is there a controversy?
The controversy was that most people, well, we went around the studio and asked people, we went around our offices, how do you pronounce this word? I held it up. This is what we got.
How about .gif? Will that work?
GIF.
GIF.
GIF. Don't even ask me that. That's the stupidest question ever. It's a GIF. It's a GIF. It will forever be a GIF.
Either I'd say .gif or GIF.
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 Okay, so that's what we got around the office, and I admitted on the air yesterday that I had always said GIF until I caved to peer pressure.
Don't cave.
And started pronouncing it GIF like everyone else. And we know that the creator of the graphics interchange format has come out and said, it's GIF, end of story.
And let me apply my own personal experience.
Please.
You may or may not know this, but at one point in my life, I owned a print shop, and I was a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. And if I walked into a print shop or a graphics house and said, give me a GIF, they would laugh at me and know that I was a complete novice in the industry. It's always been a GIF. GIF came around by when this type of picture format became mainstream for web use by novices, and they just pronounced it the way that they saw it. It's always been GIF. It will always be GIF.
Well, and
just think of the peanut butter.
Exactly.
Unless you want to be seen as a complete novice.
Well, and you know, the peanut butter GIF weighed in on Twitter yesterday saying, hey, it's pronounced GIF. And then yesterday, Andy Farnsworth challenged our texters. Tell me any word that starts with G-I that's pronounced GIF. And so we got about 50. Like giant and giraffe.
Giraffe, yeah, anyway, comes to mind.
So, but the debate is still out there because you heard on our clip there are people in this building who are dead set on calling it GIF.
This is not
life.
A debate for anybody who has used this type of image in the graphics industry for years and years and years.
So leave it up to YouTube, because YouTube songwriter Jonathan Mann has put it to song so that maybe we can all remember, we can sing along, repeat it, and it won't leave our minds. So here you go.
The word is GIF. Don't say GIF. If you say GIF, you're doing it wrong. You can't go around using words all willy-nilly. I invented the GIF. I think that it's silly. It's really, really important to me that you use that word correctly.
Graphics interchange format. Clearly a J sound. It's not a G sound. G-I-F. GIF, GIF, GIF. The word is GIF. Don't say GIF. Graphics interchange format.
So there you go. GIF, GIF, GIF. The word is GIF. We're putting an end to this right now. Us and Steve Wilhite, the creator. GIF, GIF, GIF.
Dave says choosy graphic designers choose PNG files. It all depends on what you're designing for. If you're designing for print, PNG is not the way to go, my friend.
Now, see,
I would go TIFF.
People are throwing...
Not GIF and not JPEG.
Your reasoning, when you always talk about evolving language...
Yeah.
A texter saying, language is fluid, and it is used as long as people can understand. Mm-hmm. So, yes, if someone says GIF, we know what you're talking about.
But here's the point. There is a proper pronunciation, right? And that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about, do people understand what you're saying or not? That's not the question. The question is, what is the proper pronunciation?
Is it a tomato, tomato?
No. As pointed out by the guy who created it.
He was angry. He was annoyed by it.
Yeah. And this texture says, really? Is there nothing better to talk about than this discussion?
This is daily life, man.
Do you not listen to this show? This topic is right in our strike zone, as our program director would put it. This is not a show about the things that are absolutely the most important in life right now.
Sometimes it is, but sometimes it isn't.
You got to take a break. And especially the mashup, which happens in the last segment of each hour, we do like to lighten it up just a little bit. So maybe you should try that too. And we can send you some cool GIFs that could cheer you up if you like. Or maybe this would cheer you up if you were in Minnesota and you purchased a home, a fixer-upper. Purchased it for $10,100.
Where's this?
Minnesota.
Detroit?
It's in Minnesota.
Okay.
No, Detroit, it would have been like 12 bucks. Mm-hmm. So he purchases his fixer-upper. He's doing some remodeling. He's tearing down walls when, lo and behold, he sees something in the wall. It's a small book. He pulls it out of the wall. It's a comic book.
Ooh, in the wall?
In the wall. It is Action Comics number 1 from 1938. Does what? That ring a bell? Do you know anything about Action Comics
no,
number 1?
No, although I know number 1s are always good when it comes to comic books.
Well, this Action Comics number 1 is the very first place, and I'm told this is from Comics Connect. I am not a comic book authority by any means, that this is the first appearance of Superman.
Whoa. And with Man of Steel coming out, it's just all perfect timing.
Mm-hmm. He looks at it. He says, I know this is worth something. So he takes it to find out. He has it up for auction. Right now, the highest bid is more than $107,000. Did I tell you what he paid for the house?
$10,000.
$10,000. Now, Comic Connects is saying that the book should sell for at least $75,000 more than it will sell for. Do you know why? Because said homeowner took it to some family members and said, look at this cool book. And they did a, let me see it. No, I want to see it. Let me see it. They ripped the last page.
Spoiled children.
Yes.
And
in the scuffle.
Their oils from their fingers got all over
Comic Connect says that is a $75,000 tear in the book.
You know what, though? In a way, it's his own fault because he was trying to show off his new comic book.
He just
book.
Said, look what I found. Why is that so wrong?
Someone's asking why you care so much about proper pronunciation.
I don't.
And I'm wondering if you caught up on Downton Abbey while you were...
No. I don't care about proper pronunciation or Downton Abbey. But when you have a discussion about proper pronunciation, then you should go back and find the proper pronunciation. I'm not saying you should care.
This is causing a little firestorm. Another texter is saying the proper pronunciation is the one used by the most people. That is the nature of language. I so disagree with that. And if you don't believe me, you can just go stick your head in the crick. That's all I'm saying. Hey, now, don't give me one of those.
Charles gave you a want-wah. I was going to give you something else. I think you earned that.
Someone said they finally found the app with us on. Oh, the live stream. Yeah, you know, you can stream us when you're driving around if you don't get us in the car anymore. Do you have the KSL app?
Yeah. You can also do it from KSL.com. You can stream.
You can podcast
There's
us.
Even a camera or two set up here in the studio.
You can subscribe on iTunes.
I find a lot of people, once they see the camera, they stop listening to the show, though. So.
Really?
Yeah. Notice there's not one fixed right on me.
You can demand.
That's not a mistake.
Listeners.
No.
Coming up, we're going to talk some tech, including the fact that iPhone repair costs have gone through the roof. We'll talk about that coming up next on The Browsers.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
My daughter Pam got sick when she was studying abroad, and I just kind of panicked. I mean, here I am 5,000 miles away. So I checked with Regions, and with our plan, our family is covered just about everywhere. Then they helped me find a great doctor really close to where Pam was staying. You just want to be there for your kids wherever.